And first off, I suppose, an injury update when Mark McNulty make it tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to give him right to the end. It's a tough one. He wants to play. He's improved dramatically. Great healer. But at the same time, we're going to wait till tomorrow to see. And but obviously, we've done a lot of work with Peter, and David Coffey is coming as well. So from that point of view, we just give it up to the last minute regarding that.
Would you say it's 50-50 or better or worse? Or?
Yeah, I'd be honest with you, yesterday I would have thought trickier, but this morning he's you know, he's up there, he's walking around the place, he's jumping. So done a light session this morning, so we just have to gauge it, because ultimately from our own point of view, while it's a huge game and Mark obviously wants to play, at the end of the day we can't play him if he's not 100% and if there's any setbacks. So we'll monitor with the physios tomorrow.
Any other knocks or injuries going into the game?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's just a few usual. Graham is a knock. Alan Bennett is a knock. Stephen Beattie came on the other day and seems to come through okay. So from that point of view, a few niggles, but everyone wants to play tomorrow.
Is Gary Buckley, John?
Yeah, he's got a lot of stitches in his head. So again, the swelling has gone down. One of those ones where he's on a light session this morning. Just need to see how he gets. He's improving day on day. Certainly, if he had another 2 days, he certainly would be right. So we just have to give him till tomorrow afternoon and see where he's at. And the doctor's going to have a look at him as well.
Is it just a wound, John? Is it? There's no sense of concussion or anything, is there?
No. It's just he got a knock and he got a number of stitches. And it's just, you know, just from a heading point of view. And I suppose ultimately, you know, will it reopen and, you know, cause interference with his eyesight and from that point of view. But other than that, you know, we'll just. The doc is fairly optimistic, so we'll wait and see.
You said you were going to have a look at Leggy over the weekend. What did you learn about them?
Well, I suppose from our point of view, you know, we've done incredible work over the last 2 weeks, because obviously this fellow has been over there a number of times. We watched him to the pile of work after being done. Personally, I stayed away from him because I let the other management team do the work. That's the way we do it. And then we go through all the analysis of what they've looked and what they've decided. So they're a formidable outfit. You know, it's fantastic for a club like us. I suppose playing in our country, living off the crumbs, as I say, which is our league, trying to be as professional and doing everything absolutely as right as you can. And, you know, an honour then to go and play a team like Legia, massive club. Phenomenal players, a lot of international players, and I know two Polish guys won't be involved tomorrow, but their centre forward is, you know, he's Finnish, and they have a few under 21 internationals and spread of typical of the foreign teams, your players from Croatia, Serbia, you know. So from that point of view, you know, move the ball very quickly, very attacking team, but it's an honour for us to play them. You're away for Champions League, you're playing a team that, you know, we know that they've played Dundalk and St. Pat's over the last number of years. But, like, you know, they beat Celtic only 3 years ago, 5-6-1 in aggregate. And they got thrown out in a technicality for bringing on a player in the 88-89 minutes. So it shows you that everyone in this country follows Celtic. And they hammered Celtic 4-1 in Poland, beating 2-0 in Parkhead, and were thrown out over bringing a sub on in 88 minutes. So, you know, it just shows you the stature they're at. So it's an honour for us to play. Obviously, they're overwhelming favourites. They're a fantastic team. They create lots of chances and score goals. But at the same time, football is football, sport. You know, it's unlike any other business. You always look for the underdog to create a shock. And obviously, we've done an awful lot of work in the last 3 days, looking at them and analysing them. And while they're a super team and fantastic players, you always look for the chink of light that will give you the opportunity that you can always maybe try and cause an upset. But it's a wonderful honour for us to be playing a team of, you know, this magnitude. I think possibly, other than Bayern Munich in the club's history, they're probably the biggest team financially and everything about them that this club has probably played. Now, maybe that might be, you know, we've played other good teams, and we played Genk and we played Malmo or whatever, but these are probably a team at a higher level, certainly from a the bigger picture and the bigger financial picture than all the other teams bar Bayern Munich. So it's an honour for us to be playing them, and we're looking forward to the occasion, and our supporters are looking forward to it, and obviously we're hoping to get the ground packed early on and try and see that maybe the surroundings of our pitch they may not be used to, because obviously they're playing in fantastic stadiums all over Poland. So we'll wait and see, but we're all looking forward to it.
Is there a chance, John, for Phyllis to step up to the European mark? Like from the Larnaca team last year, Delaney, Bulger, O'Connor, Maguire, Dooley have all moved on. So there's an opportunity for younger Phyllis to step in, like Colin McCarthy, get an opportunity this year, you know, one or two others to show what they can do at European level.
Well, there will be players playing tomorrow night. They haven't played in Europe, and there'll be players playing for in Europe for the first time with us. Sure, look, European football is special, I keep saying, because it takes you away from, you know, your own domestic league, and you invariably you play clubs that are on a totally different level, not only football-wise, but the whole package. Like, they come from football industries, you know, unfortunately in Ireland, you know, our industry isn't here, and, you know, and that's because obviously that's just not the way it is, unfortunately, here at the moment. And they're from proper football countries, proper football industries, and so when you go to these clubs, you're playing different cultures, different style of play, better players, players that are used to playing in front of 30, 40,000 every week. So from that point of view, so it's a fantastic experience for us. So it's always learning. I keep saying, you know, you look back in your own career, European football was phenomenal because you're coming across all different cultures, and that's what you want to test yourself off. And we were absolutely massive underdogs, and no one probably gives us any chance at all, and we understand that, you know, and when you weigh up everything. But at the same time, as I keep saying, you know, you always hope for the day that they may have an off day and we may have a fantastic day, and that's why the shocks in sport, and that's what we all live for. So, and we're prepared on the day that we know how difficult it's going to be, but at the same time we've looked at areas where we need to do certain things right, and if we do, you never know, then you have a chance.
Alan Bennett, as you said, he was carrying a knock. Is there any chance of Damien Delaney might play tomorrow?
Yeah, possibility. You know, we're waiting on Alan. Alan has been, you know, Damien's come in. It's been difficult. The fact he hasn't played in such a long time, but thankfully he got the game against Portsmouth last week, so at least, as I said, he's been back in training with us for 3 weeks, and he's doing great, and great influence around the place. And it's just with game time, but thankfully the Portsmouth game was good, and the intensity of the game was reasonably good. So absolutely, so it's a great option for us to have as well. And plus the fact that, you know, Aaron Barry's on the outskirts as well, who's done really well. So we have a few options, but obviously Benno is the man in position because he's been playing.
John, how significant is the fact that, you know, that tomorrow night will be Leeds' first competitive game of the season compared to you in the middle of the battle for the title?
We're looking for every advantage and positive you can take, John. You know what I mean? So when you're playing teams like this, you know, like, I think, unfortunately, you know, if we were, let's put it this way, if we're playing Glasgow Celtic tomorrow morning, no one would give us one chance, and would assume that Glasgow Celtic are a brilliant team. They're only Glasgow Celtic are a brilliant club, but because they're so close to us and the heritage of Ireland or whatever, everyone knows everything about them. Like, it was, we beat them 6-1 3.5 years ago. So it shows the quality of the team it is. Obviously you play in every advantage you're hoping to get, the fact that they're off season or just coming back in, but these are professional players. They're all 6'2", they're all 6'3", their physical condition is incredible. But that's professional players, that's the way they are nowadays. So while they mightn't have as much match sharpness, but at the same time they're still crammed in for friendly matches over the last 2 weeks, you know what I mean? So when we watched them, you know, when Lisa watched them live last week, there was nothing to indicate that they were sitting on the beach for 6 weeks. You know, they were playing the game with an incredible intensity, and their forward play and the score 5 goals was fantastic. So yeah, but at the same time, from our point of view, you're saying, you know, can you stay in the match? Can you keep things there? And hopefully that weight that you might get the opportunity. But certainly European football is intriguing, and that's why, you know, certainly if you go out and they hit you for a few early on, but then the game is all over, you know. And so, as I keep saying, massive underdogs, but this is the brilliant thing. We're all looking forward to the game, you know, and tactically we're all looking forward to see, you know, have we got it right, you know. And it'd be great for supporters to see players moving the ball at a quicker pace than they would be used to in our own league. So, but at the same time, we're hoping that we can keep out the goals.
Does it feel different because it's the Champions League, obviously the Europa League? Does it feel different?
No, Europe is Europe. Whether it's Europe, for me, whether it's Europa League or Champions League, I think Europe is Europe, because ultimately at the end of the day, you know, an Irish club is not going to progress and win the competition. So anytime you play in Europe, it's a different culture, different challenge. So, but it is prestigious. That I think you know, a lot of our supporters, you know, have been saying for 8-9 months that they can't wait for the Champions League music. So that's nice, you know, from my own point of view. It's a European tie and I look forward to that, but it's I'm well aware that, you know, you have a lot of headaches in your head as well looking forward to these games. So, but it's a great occasion.
And you get the sense that, or are you conscious of the fact that as a League of Ireland club, you're almost judged by the outside public in terms of how you do in Europe, more so than how you do in your own league?
Absolutely, and Europe tells that, and you don't get any recognition until you know it's like across the pond. You know what I mean? As I keep saying, there's no respect to our league, really. You know, we've had a few players in the last number of years have done well. Obviously, Shawnee's been the key guy, but at the same time, you know, Europe is the one area they look at and see how you progress. So, but it is, you know, a brilliant challenge for a club. We're all looking forward to it. I keep saying, you know, the thing in our league, obviously, as soon as you get a half decent team, a couple of them are taken away and you rebuild again, you start. And that's the way our league is. And unfortunately, we're not an industry, even though people work so hard and give their life to it. And you know, if you look at the analysts we've done here, it's and the work we've done on this team, it's of the highest quality. Of, you know, because we've been in Premier Division clubs, we've been in Championship clubs, we've seen it, we've had the work we've done, the research has been incredible at the highest level. But you know, no one really cares, because we just don't have the industry here, and that's the challenge to a whole lot of us. Can we bring this league that we actually have a proper industry? And you know, last week wasn't a good week for the league, but you know, this week is about Europe, and you know, hopefully we can do well tomorrow, even though we're up against it.
When you're so much on the opposition team, is it difficult to balance kind of playing your own game and then also trying to play towards their weaknesses?
No, because you have to look at, obviously, when you're going to have the ball, what can you do with it and how can you cause trouble? Because ultimately, in a game like tomorrow night, you know, let's call a spade a spade, they're going to dominate possession. You know, so it's not going to be like a League of Ireland match where generally we'd have much more of the ball. And if you looked at it, most of our matches, we'd normally have 65-70% of the game. That's not going to happen tomorrow night. So it's a different type of match, and you have to prepare accordingly. That's what we've done. So you have to make sure that when we don't have it, which is going to be a lot of time, that our concentration levels are good, because sometimes players can switch off. But we've done a lot of work on that. But at the same time, there will be times when we get opportunities, we get the ball, and we need to be able to use it, and that's what we've worked on. So that's why it's intriguing, because it's totally different than your normal league match.
The crowd need to be patient as well, don't they? But they've been quite good in the backing of the team. But in Europe, they really need to be patient if things aren't going well, not to get on the team's back.
Ah, well, look at, you know, anyone that goes to the game tomorrow night is a Coxley supporter. Supporting is about supporting your team.
Yeah,
supporting your players. Yeah, but we probably have a lot of them to support us as well. You know, so you know, to be fair, so supporting is about supporting your team, lads. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, sometimes there's a bit of criticism, you know, at the end of the day, some people get frustrated, but generally, from what I've seen in my tenure walking around Turner's Cross week in, week out, the support has been phenomenal to me, the management, the players. And you know, you'll always have one or two days that someone might say a few things, but generally the overwhelming amount of people that come to our games are phenomenal, and they can see that what's been done in this club over the last number of years has been incredible, and that's why they appreciate that. And so you know, I always keep saying that, you know, if you have to pay €200 to be a season ticket holder to slag off people, you know, that's not the way to support them, thankfully. Or, you know, when I go into the ground every week, you know, just the people that we have and supporting that club are fantastic, and I see it every day in the streets, and that's what makes such pride in the place, when you see people turn up in 7,000 tomorrow night, Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening, supporting our team. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a long way from where we were 5 years ago, I can tell you that, lads. So, you know, you always look forward to these occasions and never forget where we were, and know that where you're at the moment, you're in a place that, you know, sometimes you may not be in a few years' time, so you need to enjoy and make sure you appreciate the occasion as well.
Presumably, John, there hasn't been any contact with Dundalk in terms of sharing intel, obviously, with them playing Nevada as well.
Yeah, I think there's been a bit with our video people and Lisa and whatever, yeah. So that would be sort of, and, you know, like all top clubs now, we all have top people and good people who do a lot of work, and she's the best in the business and has been phenomenal for us in the work she was doing, particularly in the European work she was doing over the last number of years. But at the end of the day, the players, when they cross the white line, they have to perform.
And first off, I suppose, how excited are you at the thought of beating Cork City on the Champions League tie tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Like, as a player, you want to play in these big games, and like, we're really looking forward to it as a team.
What do you know about Legia? What has John kind of told you about them?
Well, like, the last few days, we've been watching clips of them, you know, like, what they're good at, what their weaknesses are, what their star men are. And then individually, like for myself and midfielders, I'm looking at their midfielders and see what they're good at and bad at and stuff, and vice versa for centre backs or whatever. But we'll be well prepared.
John is expecting you not to have a lot of the ball tomorrow. Are you expecting that as well?
Yeah, well, that's going to happen, you know. Naturally, obviously they're a big club and they've played in the Champions League before, so it's going to be tough. It's going to be really hot as well. So look, we'll try and pick our chances, and hopefully we can take our chances, and we'll see where that leads us.
Is there an element of, like, from your mindset, Conor, of just wanting to do yourselves justice, I suppose? Like, you hate to look back on this tie, you know, if you don't go through and think that, you know, that you didn't actually perform to your maximum and that you actually left something behind you.
Yeah, well, I think, like us at Cork, we go out to try and win every game. And, I believe, if we, I play to our best and we can take our chances, and, if we can keep it tight, you know, the game can go either way. You know, I've seen a lot of big teams being knocked out across a lot of tournaments before, so there's no reason why we couldn't.
Were you at Pats when they played Legia last time?
I was, yeah.
Is there many similarities between them now? Do you know, is there much personnel changes?
Yeah, there is. I think Henning Berg was their manager at that time, you know, so there's been a couple of years ago now.
And you got a good result over there, though, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. They scored late on. The equaliser over there was 1-1 and brought them back to Tallaght Stadium, and unfortunately it didn't work out then. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you took anything from that experience that might help you going into tomorrow night, or is there just too much changes? Was it too long ago?
Yeah, well, look, it's an extra bit of experience, you know, playing in Europe and playing these big games and big stadiums and against big teams, obviously, you know, it's a bit of experience, so it does help.
You might have to play tomorrow night with Martin McNulty. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, Peter Cherry's our number two now at the minute, but he's going to come in and he's going to, you know, he's an experienced goalkeeper. He's played around the league a long time. He's played in some big games as well. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully Pete can, you know, pull off some good saves tomorrow if we need him.
An opportunity as well, isn't it, for some fellas to put themselves in the shop window? People like Kieran Sandy, or who said he'd like to get back to England. But these big European games are a big opportunity, aren't they, to shine?
Yeah, well, it is, you know, as a player, as I said there before, you want to play in these big games, and you want to test yourself against the best in Europe, and tomorrow night's no different, and they're a good team, and we want to impose ourselves well, and hopefully we do that and we get a good result.
Alan Bennett talked on Friday of kind of, you know, moving away from the Rovers result, using Europe as an opportunity to refresh yourselves. Has that kind of been the way it's been in the camp over the last couple of days?
Yeah, well, that's it. We just take the next game, it's the next biggest game, you know, so we always just dedicate that a whole week, and we do our homework, and hopefully we can apply ourselves now tomorrow well, and as I said, then hopefully we can get a good result.
Yeah, how's the mood generally? Relaxed?
Oh yeah, good. Everyone's delighted, everyone's looking forward to this. It's the Champions League qualifier at the end of the day. Everyone wants to play, and everyone's biting at the bit, so we'll be well prepared.
Yeah, ask John the same thing. You're a guy who played a lot in Europe now at this stage. Are you conscious of the fact that you're representing the league when you're in Europe, and that, you know, people, the general public, are more likely to judge you what you're doing in Europe than what you're doing in your own league?
Yeah, well, look, we concentrate on ourselves, really. We don't care what any other really team do, you know. We make sure that we're set up properly, and who we're playing. We have our homework done, and all the background stuff's all set in place before the game actually goes. And if we can do that, if we can set to our game plan, and if we can take our chances and ride our luck at times, you know, anything can happen, and that's what we're looking for tomorrow.
Yeah, you have a squad as well that's pretty chock full of European experience at this stage, the last couple of seasons. How important is that to guys that don't get overawed by the occasion?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, as I said there again, as a player, you want to play in these games, and some players have played them before, and some players, it's brand new to them as well. So hopefully we can mix it up together and blend it together, and hopefully it comes good in the night.
And what sort of advice have you been giving to those young players who haven't played in Europe before?
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of different formations you're going to come up against, personnel, a lot more technical players you're going to come up against, so you have to you always have to encourage them and tell them, you know, what to prepare yourself for and what to expect. So we just have to make sure we're ready, and everyone's tuned in.
Yeah, I suppose on the two games that Legia have played, you're probably aware they didn't get a great result in their own home leg, so obviously getting a result in your home leg, sorry to be slightly confusing, to get a good result in the first leg would signal that you might be able to get a good result over there as well.
Which for us?
For you,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. No, so we're going to go out tomorrow night and give it our best shot, and hopefully that we can come away with the right result.
In a way, sorry, everyone's talking about Legia Warsaw, to kind of underestimate anything, how good you are as well.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sure they'll have their homework done. I'm sure they've watched our last couple of games and seen where we are, and even our games probably last year in Europe, I'd say they've been looking at that as well, so I'm sure they'll be well prepared. And look, we just have to concentrate on ourselves, and if we can stop their attacking threat, and if we can take our chances, the game can go.
That'd be
the main
thing. So tomorrow,
try and
keep clean sheets,
was it? Yeah, well, that's it. If you keep a clean sheet, you don't lose games. So that's the most important thing.
And kind of, obviously, Joel, the Rovers team, you were in 2011, Dundalk in 2016. Then, would you say the city would be hoping to kind of make a statement this campaign in Europe?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the players. We're obviously a good side, So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully, if we employ ourselves well and we get the right result, hopefully then we can go into the second leg and look if things go away, there's no reason why we couldn't progress.